About a third of that money would go to staffing the state's new women's prison in Concord, which is set to open next fall. Another chunk would go to hiring 6 new probation and parole officers to help run the state's new drug courts. This budget item was removed from the state's drug court bill that passed over the summer. The money would also help pay for overtime costs caused by longstanding staffing vacancies. DOC Commissioner Bill Wren says 115 corrections jobs are currently unfilled, but he hopes that will change.
We've also created a part-time position that's solely going to focus on strategies that are necessary today to get our word out. A lot having to do with computerized job announcements, things of that nature.
Last year, the department went over its overtime budget by $6 million and expects to go over again this year. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.